Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, doctor. How are you today?
Well, I'm glad the sun shines out here in Seattle. We always feel better with that.
I'm a patient of Dr. Sherman's. I love your clinic. I've sent several people to you guys, and they're thrilled with you over there. So,
Thank you, ma'am.
glad that you guys exist for sure. I have a couple of questions. Hopefully, they're quick. I saw you being interviewed by Ty Bollinger on the Quest to Cure Cancer, and you had mentioned an enzyme that actually dissolves a shell around a cancer cell, and I don't remember what that was.
Well, I'm not sure that was me. Here's what I was talking to to Mr. Bollinger and his series about, and so was another doc there, the doc who invented it, and that's that stuff that can only penetrate cancer cells and kill them, but it cannot penetrate normal cells. It just can't. It's metabolically impossible to get into a normal cell for this stuff, but it is metabolically very possible for it to get into cancer cells. And so it's used mostly for skin cancer, which are right there where you can see them. And you take a little bit of that material and put it on a Band-Aid and stick it over the skin cancer and change it every, do the same thing every 12 hours. And oh my goodness, depending on the cancer, it's gone from usually 6, 8 weeks minimum to about 14 weeks maximum. And the silly thing works nearly every time, ma'am. So I'm not sure about the shell around the cells. This one actually invades cancer cells that I was talking about, and it kills them, but it cannot hurt normal cells. And of course, it's illegal here in these United States, but one can import it for themselves if one goes to curaderm.net. It's still legal for an individual to import their own. It's just illegal for example, if Lane Laboratories got fined $2 million for selling it on the East Coast. Why? Because they were publicizing something that wasn't quote approved unquote, even though it works nearly every time. That doesn't matter.
Okay, so I thought you had that in your clinic, no? Curaderm?
No, we would have a problem if we did, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, that answers that question. And then my second question was, would the Remind be something that a person could take on a daily basis to help prevent Alzheimer's? Because I don't really know what causes Alzheimer's.
Well, one, there does seem to be a genetic predisposition, and then number two, since it occurs a whole lot in type 2 diabetics, you might guess that it's the high levels of insulin. But and yes, they are known to damage the brain. Also, in type 2 diabetics, it's a lack of internal production of niacinamide, vitamin B3 in the form of niacinamide. And I'm not kidding about that. There is solid science that says that type 2 diabetics can't produce niacinamide internally, and that people who don't have type 2 diabetes or any of it in their family, they can produce it internally. And the big difference that makes was illustrated by an experimental animal study where the experimental animals were genetically engineered by human research scientists to get, guess what, Alzheimer's disease. And they all did. And when all these little mice had Alzheimer's disease, and how can you tell if a mouse has Alzheimer's? Because they can't run the maze and get lunch anymore. That's how. They biopsied the little mouse brains and said, oh yeah, that looks just like Alzheimer's disease. But where I'm going with this, ma'am, is the research scientist then gave the mice niacinamide. And oh my goodness, they all recovered and they could all run the maze and they could all get their lunches. And when they biopsied their little mouse brains again, they found that one of the three major accumulations of garbage that in the brain that causes Alzheimer's had dropped by half. And so that was niacinamide in these animals genetically engineered to get Alzheimer's. So if a type 2 diabetic gets Alzheimer's and they can't make niacinamide internally like non-type 2 diabetics do, they're just going to decline too. So niacinamide is a big deal protector if there's type 2 diabetes in the family against Alzheimer's.
How much should they take?
Okay, well, let's get back to the Remind for just a moment. If you have no cognitive decline at this point, I wouldn't take a full dose. I'd take half of it. I think it's two twice a day, and I just take a couple a day because that's the one that has the two things that help you make new brain cells, and it has the two things that clean out the senile cells. But Again, if you're not anywhere close to Alzheimer's, as far as you can tell, or cognitive decline, I just use half of the formula instead of the whole thing. Okay, back to niacinamide now.
Niacinamide now, or are you talking about the Remind?
Well, ma'am, back to niacinamide. I was talking about Remind and using half the dose. Now, here's why. There's another one out there called Sage Memories. And Sage Memories has niacinamide in it. It also has a little bit of lithium, and it has, as you might guess, sage and rosemary, because those two things are research shown to help improve our memories. So I take half the dose from one bottle and half the dose of the other, and that way we won't be getting too much lithium. We don't want to get too much lithium. Actually, we have to go past 40 milligrams to get toxic, but I don't recommend even approaching that. So I take half from each, and that way each bottle will last you twice as long, and you'll get an adequate amount of each of the things to do the work for somebody who is not actually going into Alzheimer's right now.
Okay, so you're saying one half dose of Remind and one half dose of niacinamide?
Yes, and I believe the full dose is two twice a day of both of them, so it would be two of this from one bottle in the morning and two of this from the other bottle in the evening.
Okay,
that's
now
what I usually recommend. And by the way, make sure you check with your physician to make sure there's nothing that's going to be a problem for you.
Okay. Now, the niacinamide, you can buy in 500 or 1,000. So would that be the 500?
Yes, ma'am. But remember, the niacinamide is in the Sage Memories, too.
Oh, you mean in sage and rosemary?
Niacinamide, sage, rosemary, and low-dose lithium are in there.
Oh, okay. All right. So a 500 milligram then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then my last question is, I don't have Alzheimer's. I'm trying to prevent from us getting anybody getting it in our family.
There you go.
I have it in my immediate family, but I do have aunts and uncles from marriage, you know, my parents that have both died of it. So that's why it's a horrible disease.
It is, ma'am.
So that would be good to take those two things in combination. And then my last question was, my niece has a cyst on her breast, and I do the, you know, the I don't do the mammograms. I do the mammography through your clinic, and I was wondering if she should have it done again through your clinic. Is a cyst a precancerous?
Usually not, but very occasionally something that's diagnosed as a cyst actually is, and that's very occasionally, not very often. But the thermography, which is what we do at Tahoma Clinic, has no radiation involved at all. It's a heat detection system, and one can usually point to an area and say, there's just too much heat accumulating here, which is because of the blood vessels that grow because the cancer is growing. And then we have to follow up with other things. So I would recommend taking a look at the thermogram, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's what I had done at your clinic. It's beyond me why women want to go have their breasts radiated. I don't understand that.
Especially since after six or seven of them, it increases your risk of breast cancer. Okay, ma'am, you can hear the music. Thank you for calling, and I better shut up. That's me personally, so we can get to the top of the hour stuff.